Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Man, the dice just really hated us today. That was like,
yeah, they were brutal.
That was the episode where the dice dictated everything that occurred.
From, literally everything.
Yeah, like from, you know, the crit occurring on the child that alerted the demons that then made us go upstairs and fail the illusion, so they chased us onto the roof, to making the roof jumps where we actually succeeded there, to getting away, to just everything. I feel like everything. We were just reacting to dice in negative ways for 4 hours, which is not a bad thing. It's just, it sucks to fail sometimes as much as you do, as much as we did today for sure. But I think it was interesting. Yeah. We had to kind of think, at least for me, I was like critically thinking the entire first 2 hours in that building, trying to figure out things to do. To not allow them to come upstairs. And then Dan came in through the clutch.
I love that whole scene. I hope you guys had fun with it, but like it felt super tense because you all knew like if you got caught, you're all this close to terrible shit happening. So yeah, it was very cool to play through that.
Yeah. Then we all leveled up right before that as well.
Guys, we're gonna
go ahead.
I didn't know that those fucking guys were that bad. Like when you started saying, when you said that word, the name, Ed Haka or whatever the name is, when you said the name, I went, that does sound familiar. Why the fuck do I know that?
Yeah.
And then I saw Ramus's face when I said the name and he goes, Jesus. And I was like, oh man, there is no talking to these guys at all. We are not going to get out of that alive. We got to get the fuck out of here. Like that was, cause I was ready to like talk to him,
yeah,
like try and like, you know, persuade them or whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I'm glad, like, and I'm also glad that the fucking jump, man. Ugh.
Yeah, the bardic inspiration came in clutch there because I would have definitely fallen. I rolled a 9 then a 1.
And I came in clutch with the gaseous form potion that I finally was able to use. I've been lugging that around forever. I mean, I've considered using it a few times before in the past, but this I was like, okay, this seems like the time to use it. -4 exhaustion, 1 HP, and I'm just good if I just turn into gas for an hour. So that seemed like the best way to use it.
Yeah.
I just was gas. I was floating around. I had a very chill, you know, episode, and at least in that part.
I think that that definitely worked out. Before we even kind of get to the actual episode though, we all leveled up, except are you close, Ramus? Did you get XP at the end of that episode?
No, I'm like 1100 away.
All right, well, that sooner sucks than later you will be leveling at 8. Zeke, did you decide on any specific spells yet, or are you still juggling stuff?
I've got my first level spells, I think.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm gonna tell
you what to do, but so everyone else knows what you have.
No, I'm gonna do Dissonant Whispers.
Okay.
Fairy Fire.
Nice.
Hideous Laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Healing Word.
Perfect, yeah.
Cool.
Then my cantrips, I'm still deciding. I only know 2 cantrips. I'm still deciding between Friends, Message, and Vicious Mockery. Like, which 2 I want to keep.
Yeah.
So if it's any indication, keep in mind that if you're planning on going toe to toe with the Farang again, the dice for psychic damage were
doubled.
The damage for psychic was doubled.
Yeah.
Psychic's pretty hard to come by too. Like that's one of a few spells at this level that inflicts that kind of damage.
So yep.
Turns out, mockery.
It turns out if you want to repel an invasion by alien space elves, just make fun of them till they go home.
Yeah. I saw Mars attacks. Fine. I saw Mars attacks.
Nice. Yeah, it's ours.
Yeah.
Dissonant Whispers actually does psychic damage as well.
Good. Cool. Yeah, you're set then.
That'd be good. I replaced a bunch of spells. I took what did I drop? I dropped Mage Hand, which I just never used. I think I could have, but I picked up Shape Water because it just makes sense, like for role playing purposes, and it has some mechanical effects as well. And then I dropped Sleep, picked up Grease, which I used in the episode. What's Flaming Sphere, and picked up Suggestion for level 2, and then grabbed Major Illusion for my third level 3 spell. which will come in handy. But I just gotta get fucking a long rest in so we can actually use all the new spells because we still haven't rested yet. Then we Berg kind of talked about everything that he got in the episode with his new feet and whatnot, and his extra con roll, con stat.
It's still so amazing how whenever you pick, you know, you level up and you get a chance to get any sort of feat that maybe is other people's like favorite. It's like, well, he wasted that. That was stupid.
what were people saying you should get?
They were saying tough, and they were also saying, I think it was Sentinel was another person, another one from somebody else. But Sentinel's, you know, I mean, everybody plays.
Yeah.
It's
very defensive.
It made sense. The way that Berg is, you know what I mean? Like Orcish Fury, totally. That makes sense. He's all about, you know, like last hitting and all that stuff and fighting again when he's supposed to be down. And also just the mechanics of it. And I thought it would open up really cool opportunities and add on to, you know, the restless or relentless endurance that I already have. I get to come up and swipe in for another attack. Yeah. That's awesome.
I think thematically it fits your character perfectly. And like mechanically, it's a pretty strong choice. It's one of the best things mechanically that they put into that book. I think.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool to see that in action.
Yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. For sure. The last time I escorted a kid, it was the same way that we treated it today, where I was playing a wizard.
Treated it.
Well, I was playing a wizard at the time.
Oh, you're saying treated it like the situation. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Situation, not the kid.
Yeah. Well, I meant the kid.
She has a name. We don't know it yet, but she has one.
I meant the kid. Yes. You guys can say the situation, then we'll just go our own ways with that thought. But I treated it the same way I did today because I think wizards just fucking hate kids to begin with.
You've control them
like you can
too.
Everyone else with magic. Yeah.
Yeah, you've established too that turtles are not a like gentle species with their kids, right? Like you were raised probably pretty rough.
Yeah.
And like that's just how you treat kids.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
But it wasn't a 10-year-old. We had basically a toddler. And for about an hour, I almost convinced the group that I was going to haste the kid because in second edition of D&D they would age at the end of the spell going off by 2 years.
Right, but
it's not that they grow, though. He would just be an old baby.
Exactly, yeah. That's how you end up with Berg. That's how we get Berg, right? It's like a child brain in an adult body.
So I couldn't convince him to do it. They're like, this is inhumane. I'm like, but I don't want to deal with this shit anymore. Just make him an older baby. They're like, no, we can't do it. We can't do
I was saying to Zeke before we rolled into the post show, I was like, it's really funny watching chat and how like I hope to God none of them have children of their own because like Jesus, they are aggressive about that kid. Just kill it, knock it out, just drown it in a tub. Just fight, he's gonna endanger you. And I'm like, yo, kids are unpredictable and they have their minds of their own and they want to run around and do stuff. And she can't speak your language and she's in a city she's never been in. And you're like, oh, we should probably just murder her. And I'm like, chat, don't have kids.
Well, they're saying that because I'm literally saying that on the show.
I know.
He doesn't help it.
Yeah,
right?
I'm a bad influence for sure.
Yeah.
I had to button my fucking lip that entire time. What are you talking about? Giving her to an orphanage or bagging her up? I'm just like.
The orphanage was that was a pretty good one. Like, if you wanted to ditch her, be like, yo, here. Is they already also though funny coming from Ramus because isn't that your like aren't you an orphan? Ramus?
Yeah, that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
The cycle of abuse continues.
Yeah.
Right, like you'd show up and be like, here, take her, and Sully would be like, yeah, but like isn't orphanage just bad for human kids? You'd be like, look, I turned out fine.
Yeah.
I'm great, yeah.
I'm great. Take another little baby Ramus Krill.
I
think
go ahead, Max.
I was going to say, I think when you guys were talking about like just leaving her somewhere at the orphanage or whatever, I visibly made a face. I'm like, what are you like? I was holding it back too.
Yeah.
God bless you for not doing that because you would have had to face a furious Berg.
Only reason didn't do it. Only reason.
Yeah. I for whatever reason, me and Ramus have been, or Solly and Ramus have been in more situations than they have in the entirety of the show thus far in the past, like, three episodes. And it's been a lot of fun. But I think that there's definitely going to come a point where we're just like, this is stupid. We're just wasting time. Let's just kill this thing and let's just move on and do our own stuff. And like something bad's going to come from the two of us just hanging out too much. There's no doubt about it. We're going to have some fucking religious sacrifice to the tower. It's going to get bad. It's going to get bad for sure. So.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get into some mischief.
Any of that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. I do also like to talk about the kid real quick. I do also like the fact that her roles were just absurd. They were fucking insane.
Yeah.
For 4 hours, it was like crits and 19s. Like, I got out-strengthed as a level fucking 6 character by a 10-year-old.
But
just a normal-ass 10-year-old. So.
Kid, yeah.
It's crazy.
What happens is just like
they're strong. They're strong.
Yeah. One time that like minion in the, I think it was the Rock Gnome King's dungeon, like that thing just was so amazing as far as roles. And it was just like, you're just like a little piece of shit. You should die.
Yeah. Zeke, what were you going to say? Do you remember?
No, just a little aside. Like when I was bribing the guards, like that was one of those rare times where I was like, this is the plan from the very beginning. Yeah. Like, as soon as Adam said there was guards and they were akin to take a bribe, I went, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to give them money. I'm going to take it back. Mm-hmm. And it worked out like very well, which, you know, usually it doesn't in those situations like that. Usually it doesn't, because every skill that I have that's, you know, +7 or +10 just fucking fucks up.
Yeah.
You roll a 2 on those.
Yeah. Well, and then I took advantage to do that roll and I rolled 24s on both, or I got 24 score on both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. But yeah, that was the plan from the jump. I was like, I'm going to give him the entire bag. I'm going to get it back, 'cause it'll be easier that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Good trick.
It was, that was kind of ridiculous. Just how bad those rolls were today. Adam, what was the intended, purpose of the devil arcana group people? What were they just basically there to kind of like hang out? I don't want to, so that's not an answer you can give, but
I mean, so that's not, I mean, that's not who they were.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I can say that much. No, I mean, they were just there to show that you weren't like alone, that when the city seemed, when all the proper humans left the district, obviously that's when the rats come out.
Right. It's like we are in an episode.
Time.
Yeah, we're in the new Purge movie or some shit.
Right. Like all the good folks listened to the Aharisa, left the neighborhood, hiding behind closed doors or hiding in their basement or whatever. And now these guys can just like walk the street doing what they want.
Yeah. I also took note of the fact that the dwarf, the lady that was a demon or whatever the fuck she was.
Yeah.
And the guard that Kalimot met. We'll all have like extended storylines because of small interactions with them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, totally. Well, what's funny about the guards is like, what are they going to do? Right. Cause they can't be like,
well, I meant the female guard that Kalimot met.
Oh, not
necessarily
her,
the guards that he stole from.
Yeah. Cause I was gonna say that those other guards, like, I love the position you put them in because they took a bribe to let you in and then they let you in and then they don't have any money, and now they can't tell anybody about it because technically they like broke the law by letting you in the first place. Pretty good. It was a nice, nice boondoggle. You did a good one on those guys.
Yeah, that was good. Especially because Chat was just crying like, "You gave him 290 gold. Oh my god!"
Even I at first was like, I was like, "How much gold did he just fucking give him?" It was like a moment where I wasn't paying attention to the amount that he gave. I knew there was a bribe happening, but I wasn't paying attention to the exact amount. And then something came up and I was just like, wait, so how much money did he give him? Chat's like 209 gold. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was pretty into it.
Yeah, it was give him like 50 gold and let them keep it, or give him 209 gold and take it back.
Yeah,
that works. That works. I think, speaking of, treacherous or illegal things, Berg robbed somebody.
Kind of. I mean, that guy was just a dick.
He was a dick. But I'm saying in the eyes of this city, I guess, because no one's going to believe, you know, the half-orc. No, he'll just be like, he robbed me. And
I mean, that's the thing. Technically, like, the only thing he was guilty of is thought crime, right?
Right.
You noticed him thinking about hurting you, so you gooned him one, ran.
Pre-crime.
Yeah, exactly. Pre-crime. Tom Cruise is getting
Tom Cruise is coming after us.
Minority Reporting.
The one true immortal is actually...
Listen, even any...
All the virgin's blood he drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't
even anybody watching that situation, yeah. Anybody even outside watching that situation would have just sent them casually talking and then just Berg just,
bow. Yeah. It made for a funny moment. I thought that was kind of, I mean, Berg doesn't rob anybody.
He could have left 10 gold behind and he would have been good.
Like, you just
fuck that. That motherfucker didn't deserve 10 gold.
Yeah, you're right.
He's lucky Berg didn't kill him.
By the way,
I think the thing was Berg didn't want to rob him, but I think Max did.
I think Max
wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Max, you should have a statue that's worth like 100 gold from the wizard's place because we both got one. I don't know if you.
Really?
Wrote that down.
I have to mark it down then. Yeah, let me mark that down on my character sheet right now. So
unless we sold that or traded that, I don't.
I was saying stuff about that too, but I didn't know exactly what they were referring to, and I didn't want to bring that up. You know, yeah,
because we used mine.
Well, chat says that I have this, Adam. So
we used mine in an offering with Dan. In the desert.
Where did we get that from?
From Utrix's. Adam made us have a magical roll.
Okay, so it was a little while ago.
Yeah. And yours
I will mark that down.
We both but really
you know
bad.
What? We got that shield, boys. It would have been great to have the half plate if he just would have played ball. he was getting a good deal.
Was that
wouldn't have gotten gooned by a hammer?
What was the half plate? DM decision, or was that ruled by a roll that you made in terms terms of him saying like, no, we're not going to sell this for that much, etc. I can't remember.
Oh, it was just him being greedy.
Okay.
No, it was just him being ass, right? Being like, everybody wants armor, so what else you got?
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. I think Dan had play of the day with those double fireballs. That was definitely a lot of fun.
That was nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't used a third level spell like in a long time, so I had them in my pocket.
Yeah, you out of the two of us, I had no. I only had level one spell slots. I had zero spells outside of that shit. And I guess you.
Yeah,
just
I was. So, honestly, I was so amused when you rolled damage, and I was like, "Ha! They all have one hit point."
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. I was like, "Come on, really?
Yep,
really, just one."
I honestly just imagine like Ramus Krill, like we're hoofing it across these roofs. And then he just like stops and gets fucking annoyed and just turns and has the shittiest look on his face.
God
just like,
damn it.
Go away.
Yeah. It's so rare. Like you can actually use fireball because usually your allies are around the enemies, but this was a rare moment where they were grouped up in like a distance that I could use it.
Yeah.
Felt good.
I like
fireball's fun. We can use it.
Totally. Yeah. I like to think we kind of destroyed a small neighborhood with me setting fire to the first building and then you setting ten fires.
The tower would be pleased.
Yeah.
The tower would approve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He helped burn down a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. Maybe you can report that to Hassan, although I'm sure he won't care, but just say, hey.
Did a little extra work for you.
Took down like seven buildings in a second, you know? Give us a little bit more pay. Yeah, but the 37 that you rolled was something. Someone in chat said it's like a 90th percentile roll. You had 5 sixes, I think, out of the total of 8 or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was really high.
Yeah.
I think the max is like 48. So, yeah, it was really high to max.
Yep. It's a good roll for sure. Anything else that happened you guys want to bring up? I think that's kind of all the key moments.
Oh, Callum might get laid again. You never know.
It's true. or we have an aide in terms of the guard actually liking us. Cause
that might be nice.
Commander's kind of annoyed by us, but...
Yeah, Calumet has drastically misinterpreted the meaning of that old song, Fuck the Police.
exactly.
He can only remember...
Well,
you've been waiting to crack that one out, haven't you, Adam?
I have. I was saving that one.
That is true.
He's also found his style of negotiating, you know, of being an ambassador.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I'm curious to see where the... Because we didn't really get to see too much, like, new level stuff, and we didn't get to see too much of the Bard stuff except for the Bardic Inspiration, so that'll be a lot more fun once you pick up a loot, etc. I kind of think you should just... The first, like, musical item that you see... Zeke, you should just steal. Be like, oh, that's what I use. And then you just steal it right away. Makes sense.
I can play that.
Yeah, I can play that right there. And it's just something ridiculous. I think you said you're going to go for a tuning fork.
You haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, he haven't used a lute at all.
Yeah, he gets to pick a musical instrument. You get to pick a musical instrument that you're capable of playing.
Okay.
Yeah, take a minute. Go look at a list of medieval musical instruments. There's some funny ones. YouTube will provide some very silly music if you're interested.
Well, I like the idea of like, well, it's kind of counterintuitive to have like be singing a song if I want to sneak and hide and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna like I want to try to like rectify that. Like how can I make that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to think about it.
Yeah.
But
I also like the idea of the tuning fork or a bell that has one like key on it.
Yeah, like, but that's more for casting spells, right? You're entitled to a proper musical instrument as you're.
I would love if he had a bell and he just fucking shook that thing so hard when he went into fights. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm casting.
Yeah.
You're like the fucking Salvation Army Santa, just like.
Yeah, exactly.
Ringing it.
Yeah, 100%. That's Zeke. That's Kylie Mott. Great. Well, cool. I think that that'll do it here. Thanks, everyone, for all the support. Don't forget to go grab your 5-year anniversary posters. And that's it. We'll see you guys next week for more Court of Swords. We're out. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.